Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program. This outbreak, this re-emergence, how have we seen polio re-emerge in PNG after 18 years?
Well, actually, it's not an outbreak of the disease of wild polio. That is still only found in Pakistan and Afghanistan, and so far this year, there have been 18 cases in those two countries. But what sometimes happens, and this is what's happened in Papua New Guinea, is that countries that use the oral polio vaccine, if coverage is low, so if they don't get to enough children to vaccinate them, then the vaccine itself can actually cause polio and can also be spread from child to child. So this is an effect of the vaccine. Now, when polio is common, of course, then the vaccine is, it's a much better bet than taking your chances with the wild disease. But in the situation like we are at the moment, it's the vaccine that's been causing the problem. And the reason that it's caused a problem is because not enough children have been vaccinated in Papua New Guinea.
Is there a real distinction in the level of danger between wild polio and the strain that these kids are currently experiencing?
Very sadly, as we see with this particular case where a child has died, they can both cause very serious disease. So from the point of view of the patients, no, there's no difference. But by using genetic fingerprinting techniques, we can tell where the infection has come from. And in this case, what we've identified is that it's come from the vaccine. And as I say, what that means is that not enough children have been vaccinated. Now, that sounds a bit paradoxical, but the way that the vaccine works is that it makes children immune. And if there are so many children immune that the virus can't infect anybody, then the virus basically has nowhere to go and the virus dies out. And that's what we've achieved in, we go back to 2000 for the Western Pacific region. In all our countries in the Western Pacific region, we managed to achieve that back in the year 2000.
As you say, it sounds a little bit paradoxical, but it is understandable in terms of the disease spreading. It needs to spread to another vulnerable body. If we had this herd immunity, we had more immune people surrounding those that are already infected, then the disease simply wouldn't be able to spread to any of these non-vulnerable bodies. In a country, though, where, as you say, this vaccination has not been common, how do you control the spread?
Well, what this means is that they have to undertake a crash program, which in fact they've already started to do, to vaccinate all children again in the under five age group. And the idea there, as I say, is to make it so that every child, or just about every child, is immune, and therefore the virus, the polio virus, and even the vaccine-derived polio virus, has nowhere to go, and so it dies out.
And for those kids, those 140 we mentioned that are already known to be infected, what can be done for them at this stage?
Well, at this stage, it's a question of investigating what the cause is. There are a range of different causes of acute flaccid paralysis, and we use this as an indicator to see how much is possibly polio, but it doesn't have to be polio. There are a number of other viruses and other conditions which can cause this kind of paralysis. So it's a question of doing the genetic fingerprinting of the viruses and to see exactly what kind of virus they are.
And just perhaps as a final question, perhaps a little bit off topic, Robert, but we see these countries you mentioned there, also Afghanistan and the like here in PNG, we're seeing these countries that are lacking in funds and lacking in a lot of resources. That's the reason they are not immunised. But here in Australia and other Western countries, we see this growing trendiness of the anti-vaccination movement. Now, polio here in Australia is certainly one of those diseases we think of a disease of yesteryear. But are there some of these preventable ones we are now concerned about arising in other countries due to, swaths of other kids now going unimmunised?
That's always a worry with immunisation. Immunisation is an incredibly effective tool to prevent some very serious disease. Our last case of polio in Australia, for instance, was in 1978. But I guess my favourite illustration of this is measles, where Australia, about 10 years ago, was able to get rid of our own measles. The only measles we now see comes into Australia from other countries. And I remember when I was a junior doctor looking after a child with a terrible disease called subacute sclerosing panencephalitis, which is a rare complication of measles, but I never ever want to see a case like that again. It was just awful. And for a disease that's just about completely preventable, I think it's really important that that we give all children the benefit of this kind of technology so that they can live full and healthy lives.
Absolutely. Robert, thank you very much. Really do appreciate your time.
That's no problem. It's a pleasure.